Congregation is invited to stand for the confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life.
Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt.
Let them turn back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God.
You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, send forth your Son to lead home his bride, the church, that with all the company of the redeemed, we may finally enter into his eternal wedding feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Amos chapter 5. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, and the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs, to the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the gospel reading. Hold the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated.
Rise, my soul, to watch and pray. From your sleep awaken. Be not by the evil day unawares o'ertaken. For the foe, well we know, is a harvest reaping, while the saints are sleeping. Watch against the devil's snares, lest asleep he find you. For indeed no pains he spares to deceive and blind you. Satan's prey. Let not the wicked world with its lies defeat you. Let deception's hurled, it betray and cheat you. Watch and see, lest there be faithless friends to charm you, who but seek to harm you. Watch against yourself, my soul, lest with grace you trifle. Let not self your thoughts control, nor God's mercy stifle. Pride and sin lurk within, all your hopes to
Our sermon will focus on and think about Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 25, as I just read. I also will add to that his teaching on the last days also, being ready, from just the chapter before, Matthew 24. The whole section, Matthew 24 and 25, are about his return and being ready for it. So I read from Matthew 24, just for some more background on his teaching, then I reread Matthew 25, verse 13. Matthew 24, starting at verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. And then to the text assigned for today, Matthew 25, the last verse of the reading, verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redemption. Amen. In considering this text for today in the sermon, I chose that hymn, this hymn we just sang, talking about watching and praying. And that verse 5, that last verse we just sang, really impressed itself upon me while thinking about Jesus' prophecies and teachings, warnings to watch. That last verse says, but while watching, also pray to the Lord unceasing. God protects you day by day, strength and faith increasing. So that still, mind and will shall unite to serve him and forever love him. Beautiful poetry. teaching us in just a few lines about our lives in Jesus Christ. Watching, ready for him, praying, and all the while, God is protecting. Thought we need to delve into this, dig into this a little bit today. All of chapters 24 and 25 of Matthew are Jesus teaching about the end times. These are sermons, teachings he gave before Holy Week, towards the end of his ministry. And other times in his ministry, he also talked about the end times, watching for him to return in glory and power. Jesus is absolutely serious about this. If nothing else to remember, remember that Jesus says, be serious about this over and over and over. He taught this. Be ready for me. Don't be left out in the cold. Don't be left behind. And in our minds and hearts and in our plans daily, we need to think, I need to be watching ready for Jesus. He tells me to. That is the number one thing. It's more important than eating. What if he comes at before lunch? You planned for lunch. That was the highest thing in your mind, but Jesus came before lunch. So Jesus coming again and being ready for it is the highest thing. And I got to thinking, what disturbs our watch? What, you know, prevents us or maybe keeps us not so watchful? Well, there's this, some things happen, don't they? We might, people, can forget Jesus' teaching or maybe don't know it at all. And one way we are watchful, being ready, is to be in his word, is to be going to church or Bible study, or maybe be listening to teachings and preachings that are good on the radio or TV or internet, reading the Bible ourselves. These are ways to be hearing Jesus' teaching, to stay with him, to follow him. Frankly, especially if we avoid worship or avoid Bible reading, avoiding God's word at all, we're actually kind of turning Jesus off. We're intentionally not being ready for him. But to be ready for Jesus is to be in his word. And there's many ways to do that, but to be in his word. Another thing that can distract us from being ready is that there are a lot of false preachers and teachers about. Oh, look, Jesus has already come. Oh, look, you don't have to be ready until November 10th, 2021. See, that kind of thinking will not get you ready for the real thing. It will get you ready for something false. It will get you looking to something else. I think I've said it from the pulpit before here at Zion and Bible class, but it just sticks in my mind. Oh, my goodness. One day, we were in Ghana, West Africa, doing missionary work in the 1990s. Got a knocking on the door about 7:30 in the morning, and that was a little bit unusual, but we had things happen that early sometimes, but it was about that time. And the fellow, I never met the fellow, and my secretary, Samson, was there, and he said, Pastor, this guy wants to talk to you. He might have even said it like that. This guy wants to talk to you. And we got out. We sat on our little fiac, our little porch area. Well, what's up? Did you hear Jesus has come again? No, I haven't heard yet. He is. He's at the Saboba side. That's the way you would say it. Saboba was a town far away. Still in our general area, but I had never even been there yet. Jesus has come to Saboba. He's there teaching and preaching, and the guy is doing miracles and walking on water and everything. And, you know, you think, well, right, yeah. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe he is, but look at Jesus' teaching. Whether this guy was just kind of a magician or he was really doing miracles or something. Jesus said that there would be false prophets doing things to mislead people. And I led this guy to see that straight away. I directed him straight to this scripture, and said, my friend, I don't know if these are real miracles or not, but even if they are, this is not Jesus. Because when Jesus comes again, we will all know it. You wouldn't have to come to my door and tell me. This is not right. There's false prophets like that. And we might be a bit prejudiced or look down our noses a little bit. Oh, well, that's kind of in the bush in Africa. They wouldn't know any better. Oh, yeah? Okay, I hope he's a Christian. I don't know. But Pat Robertson is now predicted the end of the world the third time. He did in 1992, and he did in 2011. It hasn't ended. Jesus said, you do not know the day or the time. He also, in this recent prediction, Pat Robertson said, the only thing I can figure out is the world is going to end by an asteroid. Asteroid destroying the Earth, hitting the Earth. Now, wait a minute. Think about this. In our science and technology now, no asteroid catches us unawares that would destroy the Earth. We know, actually, the exact hour it would strike. Well, Pat, it's not an asteroid. That goes against Jesus' direct words. If we were living in Old Testament times, Pat would already be dead. Because when a prophet made a false prophecy, they stoned him to death. Now. I hope he's saved. But that is not what a Christian teacher should be saying. A Christian teacher points to Jesus and his word. And Jesus and his word says, you do not know the time, the day, or the hour. So watch. Be ready. So we have them in the U.S. too. And then we have to be awfully careful, friends, and you know this. I'm preaching to the choir, literally. You have choir members there. But you know that no government, no matter who leads it, is holy, righteous, and can give true life. You know that. But the world, whether it's our United States, Russia, Ghana, South Africa, boy, they have interesting elections down there. Wherever. People without Christ, they're looking for something to help them, to save them. That's okay. And government, God gives government to save, to help people in their lives. But true life and true power and true rightness before God is through Jesus. And we can get misled one way or another to take our eyes off Jesus. And again, a true Christian, a pastor, a prophet, a teacher, if it's according to God, will say, look to Jesus. Pray about all these things. But look to Jesus and trust in him. Pray about all these things. As we pray, if we want to pray in God's name and his will, we pray according to what he teaches us, not against what he teaches us, but pray according to what he teaches us. What does he teach us? Well, he teaches us the Ten Commandments, how we should live our lives. And we pray, God, to help me be less jealous. Help me to not lust. Help me not to lie. Help me to honor your day better. Whatever commandment that we need in our lives to be better, to be stronger, we pray for those things. Jesus taught us, love your neighbor as yourself. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for our nation. We pray for our family. And even those that go awry or are different than us and are going the wrong direction, you know what? They need our prayers even more. I will pray for the President of the United States, whoever it is, because whoever it is needs our prayers. They all need our prayers. And we want many people to be ready for Jesus when he comes again. And you know in your minds and hearts those people that we need to pray for. So we pray according to God's will. And as we pray, we remember Jesus protects us. We don't have to be afraid. Looking to him, Lord, all these things are going wrong, and my life is a wretched mess. But Jesus says, but you're hearing my voice, and nobody can snatch you out of my hand. I have printed in the bulletin there at the back page from John 10 at the very bottom, of the back page. Jesus' protection for his people. And I have printed out there John 10, starting at verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. And then hear what he says, starting at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father, out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Brothers and sisters, we are Christ's sheep. I know you are. You're sitting here in church. And we know other brothers and sisters in Christ too. We are God's sheep. And we hear the voice of Jesus, hear his teachings from the scriptures. And Jesus promises, that's a promise. No one will snatch them out of my Father's hand. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Jesus said. That's a promise. Whatever is going on, you can be certain you are still in the hand of Jesus. Absolutely certain. Whoever is a follower of Jesus, whoever believes in Jesus, whoever is a baptized Christian, is in Jesus' hand. So we can go about our days listening to the voice of Jesus, scripture, worship services, Bible classes, good preaching on the radio, whatever. We can be praying and we can have confidence that even though this and this and this is going on, even though these things we have to wear, we are in Jesus' hands. Absolutely. He knows what's going on. He knows what it's going to look like next Sunday, whether we're there this next month, 2 months. How long is it going to be? He already knows. And he's going to get us through that. And all the other things we face. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, hear our prayers. We hear your voice. We want to be close to you. We want to follow you. There are many deceptions, evils, and even temptations in my own life that tempt me to turn away from you. But be in my life. Help me hear, help me listen, help me follow, and help me pray. Lord, we pray for our families, we pray for our community, we pray for our nation and the whole world. Help many, many, many be ready for your appearing. And we do pray, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly, come soon. Come to the aid of your people.
In your holy name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand. We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed, and after that, the prayers of our congregation. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, you are our help and deliverer, and to you we bring the prayers and petitions of your people, that you may grant to us all things good and needful, and guard us against all things evil and harmful. That the Lord would grant us wisdom and courage, that we may be prepared at all times to receive him when he comes in his glory, and that we may not be distracted by earthly glories that fade away, or disillusioned by earthly disappointments, which will come to an end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would give courage to all pastors as they preach and teach the word of the Lord, that all those who hear may believe, and that believing they may live in righteousness and godliness before the world, and be kept to the day when Christ returns as Lord and Judge of all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the governments of the world and our leaders would act with divine justice and mercy, that we may be spared war and violence, and that we may use the gift of liberty and the abundant blessings the Lord has poured out on our land to his glory and to benefit all people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would give aid and comfort to the sick, the suffering, and those in their last days, that he may grant healing according to his will and strength to bear up under the weight of loneliness or affliction. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be ready to receive the Lord when he comes again in glory, that the Lord may open the hearts of those who have wandered away from the faith, and that the Lord may restore those caught up in error's maze. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may hear and answer the prayers of his people, and that we may be content with his answer, trusting in his fatherly will and wisdom to grant us all that we need and all that will profit our salvation. Let us pray in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray the morning prayer. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we will fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
The congregation is invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Abide, O dearest Jesus, among us with your grace, that Satan may not harm us, nor we to sin give place. Abide with richest blessings among us, bounteous Lord. Steadfastness.